When President Bush and Senator Kerry meet on Thursday at the University of Miami, the premise is a debate on foreign policy. Iraq looms as the most contentious issue in that category. News analyst Daniel Shore has been listening for hints of what the candidates might say.
History tells us that an election contest, while the country is at war, can present the contestants with special opportunities and special problems. President Franklin Roosevelt was virtually invulnerable during World War II. In 1952, during the Korean War, with the incumbent Harry Truman having bowed out, General Dwight Eisenhower promised, if elected, "I will go to Korea," presumably with an exit strategy. In this campaign, the challenge for Senator John Kerry in Thursday's debate will be to establish that he has a more viable strategy than President Bush for winning the war, or wars, if you separate Iraq from the war on terror. The pre-debate warm-up on the campaign trail indicates how tricky the approach to the war can be. Kerry has been attacking the president as having launched the Iraq War as a profound diversion from the war against al-Qaeda. Under pressure to come up with a concrete plan for getting out of Iraq, he has talked of starting the withdrawal of American troops next year and completing it in 4 years. That has presented the administration with an opening to accuse the senator of encouraging the insurrection. On the CBS Face the Nation program yesterday, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina said that setting an exit target is the worst thing you can tell the enemy. If the enemy believes you have a policy of getting out in 4 years, they're going to kill more people to get you out in 2 years. In his appearance with interim Prime Minister Iyad Alawi in the Rose Garden last week, the president said that people who send a mixed signal on Iraq, read Kerry, could embolden the terrorists. The administration appears to be laying down a curtain of interdicting fire on the issue of troops in preparation for Thursday's foreign policy debate. This is Daniel Shore.